Last time we started discussing the famous Shita of the Rif. The Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud says that each one of the Dalakosos is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. We talked about whether Dalakosos Ma'akvin says that or not. That was one issue that emerged in that sukkah. But the Rif has another comment. The Rif says that once the Gemara tells us that Dalakosos, each one of the Dalakosos is a mitzvah b'apei nafsha, so what that tells me is that we should have to make a separate Baruch Hagof and a separate Birchas Hanenin on each one of the Dalakosos. That's the logic, that's the svara that should emerge from such a statement. But then the Rif says, I'll bring a raya to this svara from the Gemara in Chulin, because the Gemara says, let's say a person shechts a number of chayas, then he wants to shecht ofos. You know, there's a mitzvah of kisei hadam, of covering the blood with ofar after the shechita, both by chaya and by of, as opposed to behema. So the question is, what does one do? Should you do a kisei hadam, one kisei hadam for both chaya and of, or should you be mechase the dam from the chaya? So the Gemara says that we're first mechase the dam from shechita sachaya, and then we shecht the of. Somehow there's this idea that kisei is the Gemara shechita, so it's appropriate to be mechase the dam of shechita sachaya before we shecht the of. The question is, once we're mechase, so then maybe we should make a new berachas shechita on shechita sa'of. So to that, the Gemara says, no. Moder Rabbi Yehuda le'inyin bracha she'ein mevarech lebracha achas. You only make one bracha on the shechita, even though the kisei adam should be linked to the shechita sachaya. We should try to finish that up first, but the berachas shechita, the shechita sachaya, is still alive for the of. There's no need to make another bracha. To which the Gemara asks, but when it comes to suda, that's not true. We say that as long as someone made the statement havlon v'navrin, so that's viewed as a hefsek. Once he says, let's bench, that's viewed as a hefsek in the suda, and if you want to eat more, then you have to make another bracha rishona. Why? So the Gemara says, if you have to make another bracha rishona, so then the same should hold true for a shechita. There's a hefsek. Once you do the kisei adam, there should be a hefsek. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a big difference. When it comes to Birchas HaMazon, since you can't eat and bench at the same time, that is a hefsek. Hosom mishto bruchim hadi adadi lo efshe. Hocha efshe v'shoche b'chad yodo m'chasi b'chad yodo. The difference between Birchas HaMazon and Shechita is that by Birchas HaMazon you can't bench and eat at the same time, so it is a hefsek. The benching is a hefsek. And even saying havlon v'navrach is also a hefsek. But by Shechita, since it could be Shochet b'chad yodah, Mechasi b'chad yodah, there's no conflict between Kisei Adam and Shechita. So there's no conflict, then the Kisei Adam is not going to be mafsik in the Berachas HaShechita. So the Berachas HaShechita for the Chaya will go for the Ofos as well. This is what the Gemara says. So to that, the Rif adds, we'll look at our situation. Since you can't say the Haggadah and drink at the same time, the Rif says, what's the principle you see from the Gemara in Chulin? But if you can't do two activities at the same time, then it's viewed as a hefsek. Beginning the next activity is viewed as a hefsek for the bracha of the first activity because you can't do the two activities at the same time. So plug it into the seder. The shaila is, do you have to make another bar kriyagofen on the second coast? Is there a hefsek after the first bar kriyagofen because you say Haggadah? So he says, of course there should be a hefsek. Since you can't read the Haggadah and drink at the same time, then you have a hefsek between the two coasts. A hefsek after the first bracha rishona. So you should have to make another bracha rishona on the second coast. This is what the Rif wanted to say. We mentioned last time at the Balamar argument and said that it's not a function of whether the two actions that you're engaged in are a conflict between each other. You can't do them together. The first criterion that you need is a siluk suda. You're not going to have a hefsek unless it's a siluk suda. Because if there's no siluk suda, you haven't removed the first bracha. The first bracha is still alive, it's still relevant. If you have a siluk suda, then there's what to talk about. If you have a siluk suda, so then it might be a hefsek. Even with a siluk suda, it's not necessarily a hefsek. You need a siluk suda, that's necessary, but not sufficient. You also need that the next activity can't be done together with the first activity. So in the case of Birchas HaMazon, first of all, once you say Havlan V'Navrat, there's a Sivat Suda. You remove the Suda. Birchas HaMazon removes the Suda. But more so, the fact is, since you can't bench and eat at the same time, so that's the kind of Siluk Suda that's going to create a Hefsek. Siluk Suda by itself would not create a Hefsek, but if it comes in conjunction with the fact that the second activity that you're engaging can't be done together with the first activity, so then Sivuk Sunna is going to be a hefsek. But without Sivuk Sunna, there's nothing to talk about. You haven't gotten to first base. You haven't gotten to the point of departure to even consider it a hefsek. So that's why by Shchita there's nothing to talk about. Right? By Shchita there's nothing to talk about because you can do the two things at the same time. So Mamash nothing to talk about. You can kiss Yadam and Shchita at the same time. But Haggadah, in the case of Seder, there's no Siluk Sunna. So even though you can't read Haggadah and drink at the same time, but since your Sunna is Aruch Lefanecha, since you have a Sunna, there is no Siluk Sunna, so then it's not going to be a Hefsek even though you can't read Haggadah and drink at the same time. So your first Bar Pi HaGafen will work for the second Kos as well. Now, this is what the Baal HaMar wanted to suggest. We mentioned on Thursday that the Rush echoes the sentiment of the Baal HaMar, and he brings another raya to the Baal HaMar Shita. Let's all take a look at this Rush. This is where I want to pick up with the background that we've just outlined. This is a Rush in Simen Chof Dalet, in Perikul, in the middle of that Rush. It's kedai to read the whole thing. He quotes the Rif, he quotes the Gemara Chulin, and he goes through the whole story once again. So I gave you a small section of the Rush. But you know, in general, if you find that a Rishon is fleshing it out a little bit more, if you have more time in Seder, look at the whole Rishon together and try to figure out what is the key. Maybe I'm not giving you the only key part to the Rishon. Maybe there's something else that you should be seeing. It's important to see the Rishon in its entirety. But the Rush says the following, I guess sort of in the middle. Umashahevi Raya Mehavlan Vinavrich. The Havi Hepsik Mishnah, the Mishnah Ruchi Badi Adadi Loefsher, Lav Rayahi. The Shani Begasamos, the Havihesa Hadas, Vesilu Kalmasha Ochal, Vishasa. Says the Rush, the Raya from Begasamos is nothing because they have a Siluk Suda. Hilkach Tsarf Lavarf Lechatkhila, and Ratzalechal Olishtas. The Henki Siadam, Havi Gemar Vesilu Kashkita.
He actually explains a little bit better than what I said.
I said that in the case of Kisi Adam and Shkita, there's no hepsik there because you can do the kisi adam and the shchita b'hadei hadadi. There's nothing to talk about. There's no siluk suda there anyway. But I said that, well, you don't need siluk suda because there's no conflict between the two elements anyway. The Rush says, no, there is a siluk. There's a siluk shchita. It's like a siluk suda. There is a siluk. So really, that could be viewed as a hefsek. So that's why the Gemara Chulin has to say that since you can do kisui and shchita at the same time, it's not a hefsek. The Rush is learning that kisui is like brichas hamazon. Kisui to shchita is like brichas hamazon to the bracha rishona of the achila. Right? Analogies. Right? It's also a siluk. Kisui adam is also a siluk to the shchita, just like brichas hamazon would have been a siluk to the achila that you're doing. So if it is a siluk, then you have to ask yourself, is there a steer between the two actions that you're engaged in? So when it comes to brichas hamazon, since you can't eat and bench at the same time, then it is hefsek. Comes the Rosh and says, but that's the Gemara Chulin's answer, that by shchita, since you can do the kisui adam and the shchita at the same time with different hands, that's not viewed as a hefsek, even though kisui is a siluk to the first shchita. Adds the Rosh the following point. Avlim omad lehispalel beemtza asuda. Afilu higiyas man amincha ben shos lo ligmar sudasu lispalel shechayim lahafsik. The efshlo lechol ad shehispalel.
Let's say it's the end of this month. It's almost kiyam. He's got it out of mincha. It's a chiv.
It's a chiv. Vafilu ochi lo havi hafsik. It's still not a hafsik. The Rosh says, I'll give you an example where you can't do two things at the same time, you can't be mispalel and eat at the same time, and nevertheless, tefillah is not considered a hefsek. How does he know? Kidi amina, like it says in the Gemara, Kuf Beis, Gabi okru, regleim leilat lebeis haknesses, demari b'chol enin afilu ein shos bayom. Listen carefully to what he just said. He's trying to figure out what's the case on Kuf Beis. What is Kuf Beis? What is Kuf Beis? Let's see the Gemara before we look at the Rush. Let's see what the Gemara says on Kuf Beis. Mark of Bezim at Aleph. In the Sugi of Shinri Mokom, the Gemara says, the Tanya Chaveim Shoyim Masubim Va'okru Rab Leim Leilach Lebeis HaKnesses or Lebeis HaMedrash. The Chaveim are sitting together and they decide to go to Shul. Why did they decide to go to Shul? Is it the end of this month? Is it not the end of this month? The Gemara doesn't tell us. It just says they go to shul. K'shen yotzen ein tuna bracha l'mafreh, k'shen chosen ein tuna bracha l'chatchila.
Says the Braisa, the Tanna Kamma, the Rabbanan, so you don't have to make any more brachas.
You don't have to say, you don't have to say brachas ha-mazon before you leave, and you don't have to say another bracha rishona when you come back. The Yehuda says that, well, it depends if they left chaveirim or not left chaveirim. Let's work with the Tanna Kamma, let's work with the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that there's no need to bench l'mafreya, there's no need to bench on what you ate already, and there's no need to make another bracha rishona when you come back. So on that, the Rosh says, what's the case? He says, Mistama, we're talking about a case where Hemshos, with his Baal alone, he gives Mara Mincha, it's the last time, you have a Chiyuv to daven. And even though you have a Chiyuv to daven, there's no Hefzik over here. There's no Hefzik in the Bracha. The Mayri B'chol Inyan, it must be talking about any case, whether you have more time, or you don't have more time, but even in a case where you don't have any more time, there's a Chiyuv. Afilu en shows bayom the chayev lahafzik. Afilu oh hachi lo havi avsoka ki the parishna. There's no hafzik. You don't have to make another bracha. You don't have to make another bracha in that case. There's no bracha rishona when you come back. Tosus echoes a similar yisod there in Demaskol the Okul. Mikan mashmash im shochach liyisbalo v'niska b'am tzasuda v'yisbalo shem tzorach bracha afilu lechatchila. No need to have a bracha. No need to say another bracha rishon. Why not? Why not? Zok the Rosh. I'll tell you why. Because there's no siluk suda. You never siluk suda. You're coming back to the meal. There was no siluk suda. But i'efshel lehispalel v'lechol b'hadei adadi. So what that you can't do the two actions at the same time? The two actions at the same time are relevant if you have a siluk suda. You need to get to the first point. That there's a siluk suda. If there's a siluk suda and you can't do the two actions at the same time, then it's a hefzik. But if there's no siluk suda, the fact that you can't do the two actions at the same time doesn't matter. And that's exactly what Tosfos says. Mashevi harav Rabbeinu Yom Tov Raya miperek Yisi Adam Dama Mishnu Bruchi Badei Adodi Lo Efsher Shitzar Lover Brichas Amazon Belit Lo Yodov Ein Raya. The Dafka Gavi Brichas Amazon Amin Amachi. The Havi Hefzik Ugemar Suda. Avul Tfila Avul Gav Demeichu Lutzli Badei Adodi. Just because you can't daven and eat at the same time, that doesn't make it automatically a hefzik. Tefillah is not a hefzik. Because there's no siluk suda. You need something to be a siluk, and then if the action that you're doing can't be done together with the first action, so then it'll be viewed as a hefzik. Says the Rosh, I don't understand what the Rif is talking about. The Rif says that you have to make another bar paragraph on the second coast. Why? Because mikrei hagadah v'shtuyeh v'hadi adadi lo efsher. You can't drink and say the hagadah at the same time. So clearly there's a hefzik from your first bar paragraph. Why is there a hefzik, Rector Rush? There's no siluk suda. The suda is aruch l'fanecha, like the Baal Amar. The suda is right in front of you. So there's no siluk suda. You haven't gotten to point one. If you haven't gotten to the first point, so then it doesn't matter that the two actions can't be done together. There's a conflict between the two actions. The reality is there's no siluk. So if there's no siluk, then there's no hefzik. This is the taina of the Baal Amar and the Rosh. How's the Rif going to respond? How's the Rif going to respond to this taina? So the Ran gives us the teretz. Let's go back to the Ran here. We've got to see the Rishonim together. The Ran quotes the Baal Amar. Balamar's tying against the Rif. So what's the Ran's response to the Rif? Why does the Rif say that there is a hefzik in the Seder? That the Haggadah is a hefzik between the Bar Piagofen on the first coast and the second coast. Why? So let's look at a kurz avort in the Ran. Very short. The last one on the line is Avol. Avol das harav alfasi zal de kol hecha de mishti bruchei lo efshar afal pi sheino dover shel silu tzarech levar. Says the Ran, the Rif claims you don't need a siluk suda to be hefzik. That's the yisod of the machlokas. The Rosh and the Baal Amar hold that without a siluk suda, there is no hefzik. It doesn't matter that you can't do the two actions at the same time, it's irrelevant. You have to start with a siluk. If you don't have a siluk, it's not going to be a hefzik anyway. Comes around and says, no, the Rif argues. And he says, you don't need a siluk suda or a siluk shchita, whatever. You don't need a siluk in order to create a hefzik. No, you can have a hefzik even without a siluk. As long as you can't do the two actions together, that is called the hefzik. But there's one condition that you have to fulfill. And that is that the second action that you're now engaging in is a chov. If you're obligated to stop doing the first action and do the second action, then it's going to be a hefzik. Says the Rav, the
Rav is sitting pretty. The Rav brings a raya from Kisei Adam and Shkita. He says over there, you can do the Shkita and the Kisei Adam at the same time. It's not called a hefsek. By Birchas Hamazon, you can't eat the bench at the same time. That is called a hefsek. By Haggadah, you can't read the Haggadah and drink at the same time. That is called a hefsek. But the only reason why it's called a hefsek is because Haggadah is a chiyuv on the Seder night. That's the issue. And the Raya, that there has to be a chiyuv, says the Ran, is the Gemara Kuf Beis. What's the Gemara Kuf Beis? The Rush brought the Gemara Kuf Beis as a Raya that without a siluk you don't have a hefsek. Says the Ran, no, it's no Raya at all. Because the case on Kuf Beis is where you have a Davar Shel Rishus, it's not a Davar Shel Chova, that's competing with your first action. You were eating, you made a bracha Rishona, and now you're going to be Osek in Tefillah. Is Tefillah a hefsek? Is there a conflict between the Tefillah and the Achillah? So the Gemara says, no, you don't have to make another bracha Rishona. Why not? So the Rif says it's because there was no Siluk Suda. Right? The Rif says that there was no hefsek. There's no hefsek. The Rush says, you know why you don't have to make another bracha? The Rush and the Balamar say, you know why you don't have to make another bracha? Because there was no Siluk Suda. The Rif would say, the reason why you don't have to make another bracha, even though you don't need a Siluk Suda to be a hefsek, is because it wasn't a Davar Shel Chova. That's the Machlokes. The Rush says from the Gemara and Kuf Beis, you see a Raya, that without a Siluk Suda, there's no hefsek. Says the Rif, absolutely not. Even without a Siluk Suda, there can be a hefsek if there's a conflict between the two actions. But the second action has to be a Davar Shel Chova. Don't bring me a raya from Dav Kuf Beis, from Tefillah. Tefillah is not a Davar Shel Chova, says the Ramidas Vidasari. So because it's not a Davar Shel Chova, then it's not going to be a conflict. The Rush says the reason why Kuf Beis, there's no hefsek because there's no Siluk Suda. The Ran within the Rif says you don't need a Siluk Suda to create a hefsek, but there has to be a conflict between a new pa'ula that's a Davar Shel Chova. But Tefillah is not a Davar Shel Chova. So because it's not a Davar Shel Chova, that's why it's not going to be a hefsek. What's going on here? Is the Tefillah Davar Shel Chova? It's not a Davar Shel Chova. So it sounds like the Rishonim are arguing about what the case is. The Gemara didn't tell you what the case is. The Rush says, obviously, it's talking about any situation, even where there's no shows, where you're running out of time, it's close to Shkia, so it's a chiyuv then. It's a chiyuv to daven. So if you tell me that whenever it's a chiyuv, then there's going to be a hefsek, if that's what you're going to tell me within the Rif, because that's really why Haggadah is a hefsek between the Bar Pergofen of the first coast and the second coast, if that's the case, then by Tefillah it also should be a hefsek. Because it's a chiyuv, says the Rush. We're talking about close to a shkia. So there's a chiyuv to David. Comes the Ran and says, he doesn't say perfeirish, but he just interprets it right. He says, that Gemara is the best raya, that the only time it'll be a hefsek is by a Davar Shel Chova, because Tefillah is not a Davar Shel Chova. What do you mean Tefillah is not a Davar Shel Chova? But isn't it talking about a time that's samach l'shkia, where there's no more time to daven afterwards? So then Tefillah is a chiyuv? The Ran says, no, that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about that there is time to daven. There's more time to daven. Chaveim shayim esuvim v'oku ragleim leila beis hakneses. Im inichu zaken achola, they don't make a bracha. He doesn't mention anything about there not being any time. He says, Elavadei lo amin anachi ala bedover akavu ala chova aval dover harishus shimrotzei na mafsiglo. He clearly is learning that Tefillah is a Davar Shel Rishus. How's it a Davar Shel Rishus if it's close to Shkia? The Ran is saying that because the Gemara didn't establish the case to be talking about Dafka Samach L'Shkia, obviously the Gemara is not picking up on that. So the Gemara is saying that it's not going to be a hefsek if there is time to daven in the future. They decided to go to Shul. But they didn't have to go to Shul. It's not a Davar Shel Chova. So because it's not a davar shel chova, that's why tefillah is not going to be a hefsek during the davening. Tefillah is not going to be a hefsek in the middle of this suda. But the Ran would say that if it's samach l'shkia and you really have to daven, then Taka the Rif would say that it is a hefsek. That's what he would say. What's the machlokas, Rishon? Let's again, we've said it over, but let's just qualify it. Let's clarify it. What is the machlokas, Rishon? Obviously, hefsik is a function of hesach hadas. What is your das? We talked about nimlach is viewed as a hesach hadas. You change your mind and you have to make another bracha Rishon. So the question is, how do we generate that hesach hadas? How do we generate a hefsik? The Rosh and the Baal Amar believe that without a siluk, there is no hefsek. So if we apply it to suda, there has to be a siluk suda. But the Gemara in Chulin picks up on this idea that mishti bruchi b'hadi adadi lo efshe. Why does it have to say that you can't drink and bench at the same time? Just say that benching is a siluk suda, and that's why you have to make another bracha Rishon. Says the Rosh, this idea, the Mishnah Bruchim Adi Adadi Lo Efshar, that's a shear in Siluk Suda. It's not called a Siluk Suda unless the action that you want to do can't be done together with the first action. Because there's no conflict in the second action, that's not even called a Siluk Suda. But without a Siluk Suda, you can't get the first base. There's no Hesach Hadas, there isn't going to be any kind of Hesach. Even if you can't do the two Pu'ulas at the same time, doesn't matter. Without a Siluk Suda, there's nothing to put it on. The Ran's interpretation of the Rif is that you don't need a Siluk Suda to have a Hefsek. As long as there's a conflict, a clash between the two Pu'ulas, you're doing one Pu'ula based on its Bracha, now you're doing a second Pu'ula, and you can't do the two Pu'ulas at the same time, that in itself is going to be a Hefsek. There's one Tanai, one condition to make it into a Hefsek, and that is that the second Pu'ula that you're doing is a Davar Shel Chova. If it's an obligation to do that, so then, if there's a clash between the two pu'ulos, that will serve as a hefsek, even if you don't have a siluk suda. And the Rishonim are debating how to understand this Gemara and Daf Kuf Beis. Gemara says that going to daven is not a hefsek in the middle of a suda. You don't have to say another bracha Rishona. Why not? Why not? So says the Rosh, it's because there's no siluk suda. You're planning on going back to the suda. There's no benching here. It's davening. Davening is not a siluk suda. So there's no siluk suda, then there's no hefsek. The Ran says, you know why there's no siluk suda? Because it's not a davar shel chova. Tefillah's not a davar shel chova. The Rosh would say, what do you mean it's not a davar shel chova? Of course it's a davar shel chova. We must be talking even in a situation where it's samach l'shkia. Samach l'shkia means you're chayev to be mispalel now, because if not, you'll lose the time. So if it is a davar shel chova, and you hold whenever it's a davar shel chova, it's a hefsek, then you should have to make another brach rishona. Must be, says the Rosh, I'm right. That the only time that there's a hefsek is if you have what? Help me now, is if you have what? According to the Rosh, even if you have a davar shel chova clashing with the first pu'ula, it doesn't matter, it's not a hefsek unless you have a siluk suda too. And because there's no siluk suda there, that's why there's no hefsek. Comes the Ran and says, no, you don't need a siluk suda. If you don't need a siluk suda, why is it not a hefsek? There's a clash between tefillah as opposed to eating? Says the Ran, but it's not a davar shel chova because the Braisa would say stam, so in stam it's even going in a case where it's not samach l'shkia, so then you don't have a chiyav to daven, you don't have a chiyav to daven, not a davar shel chova, that's not going to be viewed as a hefsek. This is the give and take between the Rishon. Questions? What do you think? You have until Chatzos to read the Haggadah. Is not really a chiyuv right now. You could do it a little bit later. No, but it is a chiyuv. It is a chiyuv between the two kosos. When's the proper time to read Haggadah between the two kosos? So that's exactly where I am now. If I wait till later, so what am I doing? I'm not going to have the two kosos. I'll just have to delay everything. What if I'm going to do motzi matza first? I can't change the seder. The seder is supposed to be a seder after all. So I'm just gonna, if I'm just going to delay it,
But I still have to read Haggadah before the second Kos, and that's the way it has to be. So it's a Davar Shel Chovah right then. Okay? Okay? This is the first part of the Rif. The first Chaylik. The Bracha Rishona on the Dalai process. But then the Rif adds the second point, and that is about Bracha Achrona. So he says, V'hochin miboy lemebed. We should do, like we've discussed, that make a bracha rishona on each one of the dalai kosos. Aval al agefen v'al pri agefen, when it comes to the bracha achrona after the dalai kosos, ikam and the amar loma varchinan el abesof. Some say that you make an al agefen only after the fourth kos. That's what we do. The ikam and the amar says the reb mevarchin lebasa train kosi de mekami suda lebasa train. The Basa Suda. Says the Rif, others say you should make an Ala Gefen after the second and the fourth. Each series. V'hodein taima basra taima de mistaber hu v'shaper dami de mebedafi. Zok the Rif, which one do I go like? I go like the second day. Make an Ala Gefen after the second coast. Make an Ala Gefen after the fourth coast. Not like the first day that says that you make an Ala Gefen only at the end, after all four poses. Wow. What's the Machlokas? What's the Machlokas? So there's a Balamor and the Ramban and the Ran over here too. In this case, I just asked you to read the Ran. The Ran's great. In all the Masechtas, the Ran will quote you the Balamor. It's kedai to look at the Balamor inside, because sometimes he has a very important line. But even if you can't read the Balamar, it's always kedai to look at the Ran. He summarizes the Balamar. And he gives you the Rashi Prokim, the key points to the Balamar. He's a great Rebbe, the Ran. So here, he really summarizes and points out all the different shitas and the responses. What's the svar? Why does the Rif say that you make an Ala Gefen after the second coast and after the fourth coast? Why should you do that? So the Ran explains. Well, the Inyan ala gefen v'al pri agefen kosov arav alfasi zal shenir and advarim shumavarech also basa train kosi kamoi basa tre kosi basuron basa tre kosi kamoi. Why do you make an ala gefen after the first two kosos? Hainu loma shumavarech also kodem bechasamos. The yisod is not that you're making a bracha achrona before hamotzi. That's not the key. The key is you have to make a bracha achrona on the first two kosos before birchas hamazon, because birchas hamazon is going to change everything. Why? She'iev shelifto yayin shel acha birchas hamazon v'shelafona bevracha achas. You can't make an ala gefen on both the kosos before birchas hamazon and after birchas hamazon with the same bracha achrona. It's not going to work. Why? Shari birchas hamazon mapsekas beinayim kederek shemapsekas le'inyan bracha harishona shekavas la'bracha. Look, Birchas HaMazon is a hefsek. If I make a bracha rishona, I make a hamotzi, and then I bench, and then I want to have some more bread, I can make another bracha rishona, because the Birchas HaMazon was a mafsik between the first bracha rishona and the second achil. So Zok the Ran, what the Rif holds, is that Birchas HaMazon is going to be mafsik between the first two kosos and the last two kosos. So if you don't make a bracha achrona on the first two kosos, you won't be able to make the bracha achrona later. You've lost the bracha achrona. The bracha achrona you make at the end of the fourth kos, after the fourth kos, the Rif holds, doesn't go on any of the shtiyah before Birchas HaMazon. Because Birchas HaMazon is like a block, right? It's a wall. It's a mechitza. It's mafsik between your first achila and the second achila. Between your first shtiyah and the second shtiyah. The ala gefen that you make after the fourth coast, the Rif's hold, is not going to go on the first two. So you've lost the opportunity to make the bracha achrona. If you're going to wait for the birchas hamazon, you will lose the opportunity to make a bracha achrona on the first two coasts. Hi, but I'm going to make a bracha achrona later. That bracha achrona is only going to go on the third and fourth coast. So it's not going to go on the first two, because birchas hamazon was mafsik between them. The Haraz HaLevi Zal, says the Ran, the Balamor, Rabbi Nizrachia HaLevi, Cholak Olav, he argued, Sharei HaGaon, Imamu Shebirchas Shalosh, Poteres Me'en Shalosh. Birchas Shalosh, Poteres Me'en Shalosh. We say that Birchas HaMazon Paters Me'en Shalosh. The Choma Sheshosa, Kodem Birchas HaMazon, Birchas HaMazon Poterasa. The Baal HaMor says, what's the problem?
You're afraid that once you say Brechas HaMazon, the alagefen that you make after the first, after the fourth post won't go on the first two posts? You don't need it to go on the first two posts. Brechas HaMazon catches you from a bracha achrona on the first two posts. That is the bracha achrona. The Ram learns within the Riv that you got to make an alagefen after the first two posts, because the bracha achrona after the fourth post is not going to go on the first two. Responds to Baal HaMor, it doesn't have to go on the first two. Brechas HaMazon will go on the first two. Brechas HaMazon might be mapsik, but it also happens, right? It's mapsik in the sense that if you want to drink more, you need a new bracha rishona, but it's also poteres that you don't need a bracha me'en sholosh on anything that you ate before. It is the bracha achrona. It's the grandest bracha achrona we have. So it's kola, all the other brachas achronas. So that's why the Baal HaMor says don't make an ala gefen after the second post. What do you need it for? The brachas hamazon will pater the bracha me'en shalosh. It's in place of the other bracha from. So even though brachas hamazon is mapsekas, but it's also poteres, so that's going to solve the whole problem. But the Ran doesn't really like the Baal HaMor. He says vein zanafu. The Ran says, come on. you quote the Gaonim, but it's not so accurate. The Gaonim say that Birchas Sholosh Poteres Me'en Sholosh. Yes, it is true, but the Muslim can be Pater Me'en Sholosh. But what is it Pater? It Pater's things that are Muslim. Al Hamichya. It Pater's Al Hamichya, not Al HaGefen. Things of Muslim, because the Muslim is on Muslim, on the main staple. The foods that satiate, that satisfy, not Geffen. So that principle doesn't apply over here, says the Ran. But says the Ran, I think you're right anyway, but for a different reason. The Rif says, make an ala Geffen both after the second post and after the fourth post. Because he holds Brichas HaMazon is going to be mafsik, the ala Geffen after the fourth post is not going to go on the second post. That's the Rif. Baal HaMor wanted to say, no, Brichas HaMazon will pater the need to make a bracha achrona on the first two kosos. It's in place of the ala gefen of the first two kosos. The Ran says that's not really true. But, says the Ran, even if Brichas HaMazon is mafsik and won't pater, you still don't have to make an ala gefen after the second kosos. Why? Why? Says the Ran as follows. Elavada de Bircha Shalosh Bemidi Lozayan Aina Poteres Main Shalosh. Umiu Afa Gav de Bircha Shalosh Aina Poteres Main Shalosh Akati Lamema Shain Sark Lavarik Alagefen Vel Priya Gefen Alabasa Kulukos. Why? The Afa Gav de Bircha Samozum Mapsig Ain Lono Hefzik Shea Kovea Brokala Afrof. The Ran says there's no Hefzik. Even if you have something that's Mapsig, you don't have to make a Bracha Chrona before that hefsek. If we're talking bracha rishona, then you got to be very careful of the hefsek. If you have a hefsek, then you'll have to repeat the bracha rishona. But says the Ran, even something that would be a hefsek does not require you to make a bracha achrona before the hefsek. That's not necessary. She'ein lanu hefsek gadol minimla shukovei bracha lafana ven kovei bracha la'achar. Says the Ran, I'll bring you the best raya. Nimlach. Nimlach means I was eating. I was only planning on having a certain amount. And then Nimlach, I changed my mind, I don't have more. So in such a case, we view that as a Hesech Hadas. Nimlach is a Hesech Hadas, meaning I had intention not to continue, so there was a Hesech. So I have to make another Bracha Rishon. What's it then for the Bracha Achron? Let's say I was eating. I wasn't planning on eating more. So I can't make a Bracha Achron? Ridiculous. Nimlach is a hefsek, but what's a kovei bracha for? I have to make another bracha after Nimlach. When I decide to do something, when I decide to eat again, I have to make another bracha rishona, because Nimlach is a hefsek. But we don't see Nimlach as a hefsek, and now I can't make a bracha chrona. That's ridiculous. Of course I can make a bracha chrona. It's just if I want to eat more, I have to make another bracha rishona. So says the Ran, it's the same thing over here. Even if Brichas HaMazon is a mafsik, what does it mean it's a mafsik? It's a mafsik l'ini bracha rishona. That if you want to eat more, you need a new bracha rishona. But it's not a mafsik for bracha achrona. Make an ala gefen after the fourth kosher. That'll cover everything. It's not that Birchas HaMazon patterns like the Balamer want to say. It doesn't pattern. And it is a hefzik. But the hefzik is only going to be a problem for Bracha Rishona, not for Bracha Achrona. So Zofter Ran, I think it's Mumistabra that you make an Alagefen after the fourth kos. Only, not after the second kos. Not for the reason of the Balamer. But because even if Birchas HaMazon mafsekes, it doesn't affect the bracha achron. It only affects the bracha rishona. Just like nimlach is a hefzik, and nevertheless, it's only mechayev a bracha rishona, and it's not mechayev a bracha achron. What's the beer here? Let's try to clarify what the Ran is saying. The Ran is saying that what's a bracha rishona? Bracha rishona is a matir for achim. Bracha rishona is matir a person to eat. Once he's nimlach, once he changes his mind. Right, he has this idea that he's not going to eat anymore. Nimlach, right? He decides that he's not going to eat anymore. So his first achila is over. Right, his first achila is over. Now he needs a new matir. If he wants to continue eating now, nimlach, he now has a desire to eat more. So then he lost his first matir. So then, of course, he needs another bracha rishona because the matir is over since the achila is over. But by bracha achrona, there's no din that once my achila is over, I have to say the bracha achrona right now. I can wait a few minutes. It's not a big deal. I don't have to say the bracha achrona now. The rule is I have to make a bracha achrona after I have eaten. So even if there's something that al pidin defines my achila as being over, I don't have to make the bracha achrona immediately. I can make it a little bit later too. So that's why the fact that birchas hamazon is mafsik and it's gomer the achila, that doesn't mean that I have to make the bracha achrona from the first two kosos before the Birchas HaMazon, because if not, I'll be up a creek without a paddle. I have a hefzik, and what's going to be? So what is a hefzik? It's a hefzik that means that the achila was over, but just because the achila is over, I have to make a bracha achrona at some point in time. Just like if I decide to make the achila over, I don't have to immediately make a bracha achrona. If I were to change my mind and want to eat more, I have to make a new bracha achrona because my first achila is over. But I don't have to make a bracha achrona immediately when the suda is over. I can wait. A person eats the suit, a Shabbos suit. And you know what happens. They start schmoozing, right? Schmoozing 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Don't schmooze too long. You schmooze for 3 hours, that'll be a problem. Right? But you can schmooze a little bit. You don't have a chiv to make the bracha immediately after the achila. It's the same thing over here. There's no chiv to make the bracha immediately. The Ran is a good point. Right? Why should you make an ala gefen after the first two kosos? So what if Birchas HaMazon is a hefzik? But I don't have a chiv to make a bracha achrona immediately. A bracha rishona, that's going to be a problem. If I have a hefzik, I'll have to make another bracha rishona. But a hefzik is not mechayiv me to make a bracha achrona immediately. What's the answer? The Rif says, nimlach and Birchas HaMazon are not the same. Nimlach is a hefzik in your das. If you decided not to eat anymore, so then, okay, your achila is over. But you can make a bracha achrona whenever you come around to make that bracha achrona. But says the Rif, Birchas HaMazon is more than a hefzik in das. Birchas HaMazon is a hefzik in maisa. You're doing an action, you are benching. The benching is mesalek the achila. The benching is mesalek the achila. It removes the achila. It's like the achila doesn't exist anymore. It's not just a hefzik in the achila that I ate, and now I have a hefzik. Right? That there's some kind of a gemara achila. I said I'm finished eating. It's not just that I'm finished eating, says the Rif. Birchas HaMazon is mesalek the achila. It's like it doesn't exist anymore. And if it doesn't exist anymore, then you're not going to be able to make a bracha achrona on what you ate, because that achila doesn't exist. Moshe l'kach, we know that there's something called a shir ikul. Once the food is digested, you can't make a bracha achrona anymore. The stam time we have for bread, we say, is 7 to 2 minutes. But it's not quite like that. Right? That's the stam time. But it could be there's a shir ikul with less than that. It could be in a big meal, the shir ikul is longer than that. If you still feel full, even after 7 to 2 minutes, it might not be a shir ikul. But that's the shir. People quote the standard shir is 7 to 2 minutes. After the shir ikul, you can't bench. Why can't you bench? Because it's a silak achila. The achila is gone. The food's gone. It's like the food's not, it's in your belly, but now it's distributed throughout the body. You don't view it as though the achila is still alive and that you can make a bracha achrona. The Rif says that once you bench,
That's a hefsek and maisa. Once you bench, the first achila is gone. Even without a shir ikel. It's not a, meaning even if there's no shir ikel, I ate something
before the meal.
I drank wine. Akes, I drank wine. And then later I had a meal and I benched. Once I bench, that first achil is gone. All my achilas that I do before the benching, it's gone. It's like it's nishakel, it's like it's digested, it's gone. So once it's digested, once it's gone, once there's a full siluk of the achila, I can't make a bracha achrona on that food. That's why the Rif says that you have to make an alagefen both after the second and the fourth. You have to make it after the second too, because you will lose the opportunity to make a bracha achrona on the second kos if you don't do it before benching. Because benching is misalik the achila. It's not just the gemara of the achila, that the achila is over, but the achila is gone. It's like an ikum, so to speak. The achila is gone, and once it's gone, then the bracha achrona that I make is not going to go on the previous achila. What does the Ran say to that? Toshe. The Ran says, Ikul and Brichas HaMazon have nothing to do with each other. Ikul is a siluk in the mitzius of the ochel. The ochel is not here anymore. It's digested physically. It's gone. It's literally gone. If the ochel is not in my belly anymore, I can't make a Brichas HaMazon. Benching? Benching is a mafsik, but it's misalik the achila like Ikul? The Ran says, it's not misalik the achila like Ikul. The achila is still here, but there was a din hefsek over here. Okay, it's a hefsek in maisa, it's not a hefsek in das, but it's still only a hefsek. The Rif will have us believe benching is like a silik achila. Once you bench, it's like the achila is gone. And the Ran says, what are you talking about? Ikul is the silik of the achila, because physically, the mitzius, the ochel is gone. But benching is a hefsek. It's not a silik in the achila. So because it's not a siluk in the achila, you can make an ala gefen after benching and it'll cover what you ate before benching. It's not the same as ikul. This is the back and forth between the Rishonim. Do we assume benching is a hefsek? Do we assume benching is a siluk achila completely? If you hold it's only a hefsek, then you can make an ala gefen even after the benching, it'll cover food that you ate before. If you hold that it's mamash a siluk achila, so then whatever bracha chana you make afterwards is not going to cover the food that you ate before. Lemaisa, how do we paskin? After all the dust settled, with all the love that's back and forth, how do we paskin? So interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch and Rama have a machlokas about one of the inyanim and no machlokas about the other. Shulchan Aruch, Safayin Dalit, says Shosa Kol Sheni Vein Mevarach Alav Lebarach Rishonav Lebarach Achron. The Shulchan Aruch says that you don't make a bracha rishona nor a bracha achrona on the kosheni. The Aminik ben Ashkenazim says the Rama Levar bracha rishona al kol kos v'kos avol bracha achroni mevarchin rak achar ha'achron levad v'chein das rov agaon. So what emerges is that regarding bracha achrona, both the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama admit that you only make a bracha achrona after a kos dalit. Against the Rif. Right? So regarding bracha, and that's amidah, right? We make an ala gefen only after the fourth kos, not after the second kos. We follow the Ran against the Rif. But in terms of bracha rishona, the Shulchan Aruch taka paskins that you don't make a bracha rishona on any of the kosos besides the Kiddush. Besides Kiddush and Birchas HaMazon. But you wouldn't make a bracha rishona on the second kos or the fourth kos. So here, who's the Shulchan Aruch passing like regarding bracha rishona? Who's he passing like? The Rif? No, he's passing like the Rosh and the Balamar. The Rosh and the Balamar claim that there's no siluk suda, so therefore you shouldn't have to make another bracha rishona on kos number two and kos number four. But the Rama says the minhag of the Ashkenazim is taka like the Rif. The minhag of the Ashkenazim is like the Rif, that you make a bracha rishona on every single coast. Okay, so the minhag of the Ashkenazim is like the Rif, that you make a bracha rishona on every coast. As far as I guess, would say that you don't make a bracha rishona at all. But in terms of the bracha achrona, so that we make an alagefen only after the fourth coast, we paskin against the Rif. Both the Machaber and the Rama paskin against the Rif regarding bracha achrona, that you make a bracha achrona only after the fourth coast and not after the second coast.